Good morning. We are looking at Herb Fitch's mystical series of tapes, which he mailed out one a month until it was time to have the seminar in Avila Beach, which I attended. And so we're on 6-2 at last, the second part of tape 6. And here he says, your transmutation in consciousness from human body to eternal mystical body, from human life to eternal divine life, fulfills the mission of your soul. This is called your initiation of Earth. Every soul must pass through it on its return journey to the full stature of divine individuality. To reveal this seven-pronged process to all dedicated souls has been the purpose of this mystical series, to unite you into oneness with the infinite divine force. And a little farther down, he says, Moses and Elijah had discovered the principle of automatic transmutation. They had opened the Book of Life, walking through the secret path of transformation into their mystical body, which automatically transmutes its own divine substance to meet every need without human thought. And finally, while you walk this earth, accept your invisible perfection. Live in your own invisibility, and your visible world will be transformed. The Son of God will walk this earth where you appear to be, and that Son of God will be your permanent self. Wonderful, huh? So, that's a true... what he's talking about and relaying to us is a true spiritual principle. We can live in our own invisibility. And the way that we do that is, at first, in our meditation, when we are silent, when there's an absence of self, we can call it forth. We can say, reveal yourself, and then we can be silent. And when we feel that inner movement, as I am now, that's the invisible self. It's infinite. We only feel the top of the tip of the iceberg. Underneath, behind, is infinity. And so it's an infinite invisible self that you have, that you are. You don't have it, you are it. And in your meditation, as you rest in it and feel it, then you get up, you go about your day, you find you are in harmony, in synchronicity, things open up at your approach. Oh, little things, like driving to the grocery store and somebody pulls out of a parking space right in front of the door, and then you pull in, because I go before thee, and you are bearing witness to that invisible self. Something that you need, you don't even know you needed it. I have Sharon to thank, but ultimately I have God to thank, for sending me out of the blue, I didn't ask for it, for sending me the 1955 Kai Lewis Study Series transcripts. I remember we were on our way to vacation in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, on the beach, and I spent most of the whole weekend in my room reading the 1955 Kai Lewis Study Series. And that's on the website if you want to look at it. Okay, so once I read that, I recognize my invisible self way out in California was operating there to send me these transcripts. I'm in North Carolina, so it's all the way across some 3,600 miles, I think. And you have, or we have, or I have, dreams that are very interesting, such as the one where I was sitting next to an old man, I mean an ancient man, long gray beard, silver beard, really, silver robe, silver hair. He said to me, "I want you to close your eyes and breathe in life's energy." And so I closed my eyes and I exhaled, and then I breathed in. And from everywhere, all over the universe, I felt pure white light enter my being and my body. And I was so alert that I woke up right then in bed, thinking, like anybody else, what was that? That was just a... an example of our invisible everywhere self, because our invisible everywhere, invisible, indivisible self is our consciousness. And that invisible, indivisible self is our mystical body. And so in the beginning we have it, we feel it in meditation, and we see it in little ways out here in our life. And we discover that we don't live it, it lives itself. And again, there's a calling to surrender. And so we experience it in our meditation, we experience it in our dreams, we experience it out here. You've all had the experience, probably most of you, of struggling with something, and then you release it, you let it go. It's not your job. Somebody reminded me the other day what something that I sent out. It's God's job to reflect, not ours. So it's God's job to reflect out here, that invisible, indivisible self. So we have another surrender, a deeper surrender, and we recognize that consciousness lives itself, like Joel's wisdom says. Consciousness lives itself. You don't live it. The temptation is to try to think on these things and make them happen, almost create them. That doesn't work, so we pass through that, and we come to this deeper surrender. Yes, that's what I was going to say. You've all had the experience, probably, of struggling with some problem, And then all of a sudden, the right book with the right message or the right talk with the right principle shows up right at the right time. You didn't do that. You know you didn't. I used to go see my teacher over at his house, and somebody be over there. He was always talking. He had a chair he sat in, and there was 50 books maybe open at different places all around his chair, the front of his chair. And I'd go over there, and before I could ask my question, he would answer it. Before they call, I will answer. He would answer my question talking to the other person. And it used to amaze me. But that again is this invisible self, this mystical body. This movement that you feel in your meditation. This is your own mystical body. This is the Christ. This is the presence. And it's you. It's who you really are when the mind, the human mind, is not trying to live a personal life. Then this impersonal, invisible, indivisible, infinite mystical body starts to stir, and you feel it. Was that it? Yes. Watch, you'll see. Because when you feel that stirring, and that is it, some form of harmony will appear out here without you doing anything to make it happen. And then you'll see it operating out here. Whoa, look at that. How did that ever come to me? That must have started 10 years ago in order to get here right at this week. Right at this day, this hour. And then you'll enter the Sabbath, where you can rest all of your efforts and live life as a beholder and bear witness to this infinite, invisible, indivisible self, your mystical self, your mystical body. It's really quite wonderful. A little bit exciting, too, to see what it's going to do. I had one idea some 15 years ago, and that is that I would see if I could get the Revelation of St. John the Divine published. So, I bought the tapes. I listened to them. Some friends showed me how to put them on the computer as MP3s. And I put them on the computer. And then other friends helped to transcribe those tapes. And from out of the universe, my mystical body went to work. I didn't do it. I watched it happen. People from everywhere were helping. Eventually, it was complete. It had to be two volumes because it was almost 650 pages each. I remember Herb Fitch telling me he couldn't get it published because it was 1,200 pages, and the publisher said he needed to break it up. And so he was right. And at that time, I asked him if he needed help, and he said no, he didn't. But then, of course, he passed, and his wife didn't know, his second wife didn't know anything about the book. So I contacted a publisher, and they said yes, they would do it, but it would cost $1,500. Well, I don't remember what I did. I think I took my tax return or something and paid the publisher, and it was done. And I thought that was it. I had fulfilled my mission. But some 15 years later, we now have several books. We have all the reel-to-reel tapes. We have several books. We have several Kindle books and Nook books. We have several transcripts online in PDF form, which are free. All the audio files are free. And this thing has spread where? All over the world? No, this thing has spread all over my mystical self, which appears as all over the world. So, I am here to tell you that if you will practice what Herb Fitch is telling you, you will come into the conscious awareness of your own infinite, invisible, indivisible, spiritual, mystical body or mystical self. It's very real, but you have to allow it to live you rather than you trying to practice it. It will live you. Well, that's it for today. Please study Herb Fitch's talk 6-2, the second side. And I will upload this and Herb's talk right now. Thank you.